Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Yeah, what's going on, Wisconsin? It is, yes, the Bill Michaels Show, a Friday edition. Tim Allen in for Bill today. There's Joe Zanzola. Nick Bodie is here as well, and Toby helping out behind the glass over there. Nick Bodie loves his name on this show because he's from Madison. And we're on in Madison today, right?
We're always on in Madison. Yeah. On the zone, baby. On the zone, Joe and Ebo.
My friends Joe and Ebo. I haven't talked to those guys in a while. I'm going to need to do that.
But, Zach Heilprin, Cody Grant.
Our old buddy Cody Grant.
Cody
indeed.
Grant. Yes.
Now, we do welcome in Lacrosse, WKTY as well, and Dave and Scrady.
Yes.
My boys up there.
I was on their show earlier this week.
Yeah, no, I've never met them. I lied. They are my boys, though. Be happy to be on their show as well anytime. We know that on the Michaels Sports Talk Network,
of course.
For sure. Talking some Brewers baseball now to lead off the 11 o'clock hour, at least where I'm at here, is that they're a good baseball team. Just not playing like one. Doesn't mean they're not one. They're just not playing like they're one. They went through a little bit of a funk. I think they're out of it in terms of being out of that funk, not out of the race. They went 9-18 in a 27 game span. That in itself does scream to some people that they're not a good baseball team. It does. Although to other fans, it's like, man, that's the way baseball is. That you will go through a little bit of a stretch where things don't go right. And I gotta say, in following, and we talked about that last hour, how much Brewers baseball do you follow? Sometimes you don't follow it to the point where you see enough of the bad luck that has been all over this team. The significance of luck, I think, is understated in the game of baseball. Craig Counsell has said that luck plays a part of this game. I've said it for years. It just, when it rains, it pours, man. You get a broken bat base hit to plate a couple of runs for the other guys. And then the Brewers hit seven rockets for five innings and come up with a run. I mean, sometimes that just plays a part in it. We talked with Buster Olney last hour, and we asked him if, indeed, the Brewers were a good baseball. Do you have that clip? Yeah, 1 second. We'll get it for you. But what do you guys think? Are they a good baseball team? Because that is what it comes down to right now, especially right now. These games are so damn important right now because it may determine the stance that the organization takes in the final couple of months of the year.
This was Buster Olney earlier on the show, and you can hear the full interview at BillMichaelsSports.com. But this is his answer to your question.
Boy, and it's a great question, but I think within from 30,000 feet, given what they accomplished last year, given some of the high-end performances they have on their roster, I think you'd feel confident that if they get into the postseason that they would be able to make a dent. I mean, let's face it, at this point, it's the Dodgers, and there's a separation, and then there's a question of who's going to challenge the Dodgers. And I think there's a legitimate chance that if they got into it, in part because the players that they have, that they would present a challenge for the Dodgers.
That's interesting because some of the sentiment here, and we talked about this on Wednesday, about a higher-up senior White House source. No, it was an executive, unnamed, had said, a lot of times these days in baseball, it's only about getting in, and that would be the pinnacle, and that would be a nice situation for a lot of baseball teams. In this case, then, based on what Buster just said there, that has to be one and the same. Because if he says, okay, get in, and they could make a dent in this thing, and I agree with that. They've got the players and the personnel right now that if the playoffs started tomorrow, I'd feel pretty good about winning that baseball game tonight. I would, but that's me. A lot of sentiment, a lot of feedback would be not only on Twitter and social media, but calling the shows, the post-game shows, is that, Tim, they're not good this year. They're just not good. They're not a good baseball team. Do you think they're a good baseball team? Because that's the decision that, especially in this case, David Stearns has to make. 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Milhockey talk line. Are the Brewers a good baseball team? It's a very simple question. And got some correspondence here from Mark. Mark says, Tim, love the show. When you fill in for Bill, it's a nice change. Okay, well, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. Yes, they are a good baseball team. They just weren't playing like one for a while. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. And we threw this out on Twitter some time ago, Joe.
Yeah, so earlier this morning, we posted on the 105.7 FM The Fan Twitter account. That's where you can follow the station there. Simple poll question. Are the Brewers a good baseball team? We had three options, okay? Option one?
Yes.
Option two?
Uh-uh.
No. Option three? Goal pack goal.
Goal packers.
So here's the early results with 289 votes in, and you guys have a couple of days to get in on this poll. 71% say yes.
Okay, good.
The Brewers are a good team. 16% say no, and 13% say
go Packers.
Go Packers.
It's okay if you say that you don't believe they're a good team, because here's why, and I hate saying this, but I have to throw it out there. At the end of the day, you might be right, because you're basing your opinion on what you've seen of Brewers baseball thus far. So am I. I think injuries and bad luck have plagued this team this year. Now, has there been some underachieving? Yes, I acknowledge that. Travis Shaw has struggled. Jesus Aguilar, as well as Eric Thames early, the first base position, has been an issue. The starting rotation went through there. I think the worst is behind them. Certainly, they've been lights out here for a few weeks now.
But Chassin was a disappointment.
He's pitching better. Hasn't gotten a win in 10 outings. I mean, that's got to change tonight.
Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. So he's got to turn things around. And not that the team is 0-10 in his last 10. It's just him himself hasn't received a win.
Wow.
In 10 starts. So that's going to have to change. So I get that on the rotation, but they have righted the ship here. As of late, the offense, 13 runs, 5 runs, 5 runs in consecutive games. The bullpen, okay. Okay. I'm not quite sure that I can, with all seriousness, say that the bullpen is good. Right? Can you? I don't think I can. I'm not saying they're bad, but I don't know if I'm jumping for joy at the bullpen right now.
They were hoping that a couple of dudes would step up and play a little bit above what their baseball card numbers say after Corey Knebel went down.
Yeah, Junior Guerra needed to do that. People forget about Bobby Wall, the acquisition they got in the Keon Broxton trade.
That hurt him.
He was supposed to be a big cog in that bullpen. And Alex Claudio, I really don't have a problem with him. I'm not saying he's great, world beater, but workhorse guys, you got to hang with those guys. Someone's got to chew up innings back there. You cannot keep continually making roster moves just to cover. So, you know, Alex Claudio, I think slowly but surely is getting a little bit better. Albers, you know, he's a guy that's overall having a good year. I think so.
He's had some very good stretches that people don't talk about.
And you give up a grand slam or a 3-run home run and you're a reliever. His ERA after that grand slam last Friday night, His ERA jumped like three quarters of a run in one swing of the bat. So you do have to take, you know, the bullpen with a grain of salt when you look at numbers. But overall, as Buster Olney said, from the 30,000 feet view, the bullpen, I can't say, is good. All right, so that part I get. But the question is the team good? And it's a pretty simple question. I'm all right with you guys saying no, and we're getting some no's here on social media. Barry writes that no, and you need to admit it. Ooh. No, not yet, Bear.
Be nice, Bear.
Yeah, not quite yet. I won't do it. Now, there may be a time where you talk to me on September 15th, September 24th, when I'm saying it's a final. Brewers lose again. They've been eliminated for now 3.5 weeks, running out the string, things like that. I seriously doubt I'd be in that situation. Do you think the Brewers are a good baseball team? It's pretty simple, because David Stearns is answering that same question as we speak. 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag MilHockey talk line. Tim in for Bill today. Friday edition of the Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the Bill Michaels Show brought to you by Wisconsin, Harley-Davidson, and Oconomowoc. This week, you get to go platinum, the award-winning Harley-Davidson dealership. Wednesday from 6 to 9, it's another big bike night at the Wisconsin Harley-Davidson with great food, cold drinks, a special appearance of the Corbin Sprint Cars, which is sponsored by Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. Plus, also live entertainment called Southbound. They're going to be there, door prize drawings, and the famous T-shirt toss as well. Saturday, you can make plans for a fun afternoon at the Barbecue Bash, noon to 3. There's lots of cold beer and delicious freshly grilled brats and burgers by the Oconomowoc Lions Club. Your brat or burger is free with your donation to the Pewaukee Food Pantry of 3 non-perishable food items. So there's a lot going on out there. Enjoy live entertainment by Maple Road, door prizes as well. The bike night is Wednesday night. Saturday, the Barbecue Bash. That's Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, just minutes west of Milwaukee off 94. Take exit 282 to Highway 67. It's right there south of the highway. You can't miss it. For more information, check out WISHD.com or call them today, 262-569-8500. Just go to Wisconsin Harley-Davidson and enjoy yourself. That's WISHD.com.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends, Quick Trip and Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery, the cigar dinners. They're heading all over the state, and we're coming up fast on the one in Wausau. If it hasn't sold out already, it will. It sold out once, then they open up some more tickets. It'll sell out again July 31st. We're going to be at the bar in Rothschild up near Wausau for the cigar event. Also, get your tickets now for Ironwood Golf Course in Sussex, Wisconsin. That event is fast approaching on August 5th. Then there's going to be our dinner in Chippewa Falls at Loopy's High Shore Supper Club. That's August 15th. You can find all the dates, all the locations, and all the information and get your tickets by going to TobaccoOutletPlusGrocery.com. That's TobaccoOutletPlusGrocery.com.
We're talking Brewers baseball today on the Bill Michaels Show. Tim in for Bill. And you guys at 855-830-8648. Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag MilHockey talk line. Joe is here. Are they a good team? And how much baseball do you watch in a regular season? Just a couple of things thrown out there. Vast majority of you that answered on Twitter say that, think they're a good baseball team. Yeah, I do too. I just don't think they've been, I know it sounds funky, but I just don't think they've been playing like one. Man, but we're right in the heat of battle here. By the way, don't let me scare you, but parents, I just saw the first back-to-school television commercial yesterday. So how much Brewers baseball do you watch? I was thinking about this. When was it? The day game was, what's today, Friday? Wednesday. So Wednesday night, right? I usually default these days, since there's no football, there's no basketball, just baseball focus. I usually go Brewers, obviously. And then the next thing, if the Brewers are done and the Cubs play at night, then I follow the Cubs game. I bet you I watch more Cubs games or follow a lot more Cubs games than some Brewers fans do, just based on schedules. It depends on what your situation is. Sometimes you work at night. I mean, you work at night. What are you going to do? I mean, you got to work. You got to pay your bills, and then you get caught up. Things like sports talk radio, that gets you caught up for sure. We'll go to West Bend, and we say hello to Jeff. Jeff, you're on the Bill Michaels Show.
Hi. I love your guys' show. Tim and Joe, you guys doing a great job. I watch or listen on the radio to 85 to 90% of the games. The radio and the TV broadcast guys in Milwaukee, I think, are both excellent. And in addition to that, Tim, I say 85% of the time I listen to your show after the game, and not only when we win, but sometimes I need to listen to you to, when we lose to not jump off the cliff. So. I did want to ask you, Tim, this question. With this slump going on, I was expecting to hear a Tim rant, which actually it's been a long time since you did one on your show. But how close were you to doing one of those?
Billy asked me the same thing, and he detected it. Baby Tops, my broadcast partner. Jeff, you're right. I was really close. And more so, not on the pitching. It wasn't about the pitching, because I think that's competitive, and we're seeing that bear out right now. And then not on the bullpen. It was this offense that this baseball team was put together offensively to score a ton of runs. This offense should be really top third in every category. They really should be. Strikeouts are strikeouts. I guess I got to deal with that, and so do you, Jeff, as a baseball fan. But, man, this offense should be doing a lot better. And I got to say, I was super close. Ticking time bomb, man, for sure.
All right, well, enjoy you filling in for Bill, and anyone upstate Wisconsin doesn't want to listen to your after-the-game show. They're missing a lot of good baseball information.
All right, thank you, Jeff. And you can just – we could have kept him on there, Joe, for about 10 minutes. Just keep going. With those types of comments. Just that's fine.
Sure. Sure.
I'm not going to cut you off.
Thanks, Jeff.
855-830-8648. Are they a good baseball team? Yeah. Yeah. And right in the nick of time, guys, they rattle off 4 of 6, 3 in a row. Unfortunately, that's the situation that they're in. They dug the hole. Now they got to dig their way out, in my book. And not that two games is a big hole, but we know, I think the bar should be measured to your expectations internally. They definitely don't feel that they have reached their expectations in terms of consistent play. They're not going to tell you that they're, hey, man, we're doing fine. We're doing good. I don't think you're going to hear that from that organization right now, because in that regard, they're not. They're afforded the opportunity to play the way they're playing because of the division, because of the parity in the National League right now. We're seeing some separation, though. We're seeing some looseness come into play here with some of these teams. Pittsburgh's trying to, you know, stay in this thing, and they really stumbled out of the All-Star break. So you're seeing some of these teams. You have the Dodgers, and they're just dynamite. And speaking of which, we're going to talk to Gavin Lux, their top prospect, in just a couple of minutes. A Wisconsin native, was drafted out of high school, Kenosha's Indian Trail High School. So stick around for that. But you have the Dodgers, and I thought for a second there, and still maybe, the Atlanta Braves were starting to separate themselves from the rest of the pack. So way up top, you have the Dodgers, and then a little bit behind the Braves, and then a little bit behind a bunch of other teams.
But isn't it fascinating what Buster said there about the Brewers presenting a challenge to that Dodgers team?
Once they get in, and I believe that this situation isn't about getting in just because getting in's great. Getting in, when you compare getting in to winning the World Series, those two goals, I think getting in is more important. I think it's bigger for this team based on their experience last year. And based on, quite frankly, their experience in 2017, I think they'd be a dangerous team when and if they get in.
Assuming that the starting rotation that they have right now continues to pitch anywhere close to the way they've been pitching over the last 17 games, that Woodruff stays where he is, Zach Davies stays where he is, Chacin bounces back, Gio Gonzalez gives you something, because, I mean, he's been fairly consistent.
He has. He has been good both last year and this year.
Yes.
He's flying under the radar, man. Those he's the dude that you need to look at the numbers and say, ooh, wow. Yeah, I guess he is pretty damn good. Woody is, I think we're quickly understanding that Brandon Woodruff is well on his way. And I won't put quite lofty expectations. Let's just say this. He's got a shot at it based on his stuff, based on his mental makeup, based on his durability. He's got the potential to be an elite pitcher in his career.
It is funny because I did put in yesterday's buy or sell to Marcus Paff that Brandon Woodruff, buy or sell, could be a legitimate number one ace starting pitcher.
Around baseball, not
around
just the
baseball.
Brewers.
Correct. Like, we're talking on the same level as a Max Scherzer, on the same level as a Chris Sale, on the same level as Clayton Kershaw. That level. I mean, this dude can throw 98 miles an hour.
In the sixth inning.
In the sixth inning. Hold right. that velocity.
Yeah. So, that's tough customer. You go game one of a playoff series against Brandon Woodruff, I like my chances.
And the Dodgers hate Brandon Woodruff.
They do. He was dynamite last year against them. He really was. He was dominating. And then there's Zach Davies. Now, you do the eye test on Zach Davies, you're going to say, hey, man, we should pound this kid. We should beat this kid up. And they don't. 8-2, 279 earned run average. Oof. I said 2.79. That's a pretty good 1-2 punch. It is. And you're right. It's been 2 or 3 weeks here with the starting staff. If they continue this, they're a dangerous team in the playoffs. A lot of heavy lifting to do, and it does come with game-by-game ability right now. Based on what David Stern said, again, I'm going to go back to it. He said it, man, the next couple of weeks are going to tell a big story. Well, they're telling a good story right now. Brewers 4 of their last 6. They win 3 straight, and maybe they'll match up again with the Los Angeles Dodgers in the playoffs, man. We'll see if the Dodgers even make it to where the Brewers get to. How about that? That's a little bit better. Speaking of the Dodgers, their top prospect, Gavin Lux, will join us next year on the Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the Bill Michaels Show brought to you by our friends at Van Horn Automotive. Sometimes a ride around the block, just not enough, and that's why Van Horn, they offer the 90-day test drive program. Now, they've got 15 dealerships all throughout the state of Wisconsin, and that's what I did. I went to their one in Plymouth, to the truck center, and got the new Ram 1500, took it for 90 days, loved it, ended up buying it. And if you're not satisfied, the best part about it, you can return it with no additional commitment, or if you do buy it, you can save up to $2,000. Like I said, I got the 2019 Ram 1500 and love it. All you got to do is go to VanHornAuto.com and shop the inventory that qualifies for the 90-day test drive program exclusively at Van Horn. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. Family born and employee owned.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high, deep fly. Right field, he's got another. This one towards the scoreboard, and it's gone. Gavin Lux is homered in 3 straight games. This one, a moonshot out to the scoreboard in right center field.
And welcome back. It is the Bill Michaels Show. Tim Allen in for Bill today. That highlight from OKC Dodgers Network. And Triple A is where we find Gavin Lux, the Kenosha, Wisconsin native, doing some heavy damage, some heavy lifting for the Triple A Dodgers affiliate. And we welcome him in here on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Gavin, Tim here. Good to talk to you again, man.
You too, my man. How you been? Good?
Yeah, everything is way more important how you are. And, man, things things got to be feeling good for you, man. You're swinging it nice today.
Yeah, man, it's been a fun role for sure. And you know how baseball goes, man. You got to get it while you can because, you know, it can always change pretty fast. So.
Yeah, just to catch up our listeners here. Now, our paths crossed. Obviously, you know my son very well, and you guys have played against each other. So I'll go back to your high school days. And this is my first experience, Joe, with Gavin Lux. All right, so it was a crosstown rival game. You were like, I want to say you were a sophomore at that time. And it was a crosstown rival varsity game, and my son's team playing against Indian Trail. And there was a no-hitter going. I don't know if you remember this, Gavin. There was a no-hitter going. It was like the, I don't know, fifth or sixth inning. Gavin Lux comes up, this freshman. It might have even been your freshman year. But
I think it was my freshman year, yeah.
Yeah, and he laces,
he laces a
double to break up the no-hitter against the ace on the crosstown rival. And you did a little dance there at second base. I was liking that. I really was. How much fun is it for you, Gavin? I mean, to know that, first of all, you're doing what you're doing at the level you're doing it at, but you're doing well while doing it.
Yeah, I mean, baseball is a game at the end of the day. So, you know, it's a blessing to be able to go and play it every day as a job. But at the end of the day, you know, like you just got to have fun playing it because, you know, you can't play forever. So. You know, if you're going to be at the field every day, you might as well have fun doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. And it seems like you're having a good time. And that's what they say. We see Brewers baseball here. The run that they did last year, it was all smiles, man. It really was. And there's a bunch of energy. When you look at your situation, I ask a lot of young players this in the Brewers organization. How often do you got to put the blinders on, Gavin, to say that I don't want to peek at the Dodgers situation at the big league level because it's going to drive me crazy. I mean, there was an injury to Taylor the other day, and you know, the Beattie's been doing good, and some of these guys have stepped up big time. But how much do you have to say, hey, man, I can't think that way. I just got to stay in the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I always try to say, like, I just try to stay where my feet are. And it's pretty easy to look ahead and think about all that. But I mean, at the end of the day, like, these are all guys that you know really well and that you're rooting for. So I mean, it kind of goes both ways, you know, just trying to be where your feet are and having fun where you're at, and just kind of letting everything else take care of itself and trying not to worry about it too much, you know.
Well, here's what you got to root for you personally, okay? If not an injury, you don't want to root any injuries on. You want to, and it looks like the top affiliates doing what you need them to do. Run away with it. And so that way, September, a minimum September call-up, you get a bunch of playing time in the big leagues.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, at the end of the day, that's kind of everybody's goal. You know, whether or not it happens or not, you know, like, I just keep saying, man, just going to be where my feet are and, you know, everything else will just take care of itself. So I try not to worry about it too much, you know.
All right, 20th pick overall in 16, one of four to go that high out of high school in Wisconsin baseball history. And you get a nice signing bonus. And I see you driving around town. I live in Kenosha, you know that. So you're driving around town in your Mercedes. Is that the first thing you bought with that money?
Yeah, it was definitely an 18-year-old impulse buy. Looking back at it, I probably would have got an SUV or something like that. But yeah, that was my first purchase.
And now you're gonna in your future, there's gonna be a series each and every year, if not more. But there's gonna be a series each and every year at Miller Park. And your left-handed bat, I love you, bro. But when you're at Miller Park, dude, from the first through ninth inning, I don't think I'm gonna like you in there because of that left field that left-handed swing and going out Miller Park against my Brewers, man. You grew up a Brewers fan, didn't you?
I was actually a Cubs fan, man.
Oh, man, now.
I know.
This is a second.
I get it all the time.
Come on.
But it was cool seeing what the Brewers did. For Milwaukee, man. Milwaukee in the playoffs was awesome.
Now, that you had to be torn on that series, though.
I was at all the games in Milwaukee, man, and obviously I'm rooting for the Dodgers, but dude, just the atmosphere and just, you know, just being there, I was like, wow, man, like Milwaukee really turned out, you know, like the ground was shaking. It was crazy. It was awesome.
It really was. Now, let me ask you this. Gavin Lux is with us, top prospect for the Dodgers, and we've had him on before, and we'll have you on again. I love tracking your status, Gavin. I do appreciate you jumping on with us. I know you got a lot of requests going on now, and I appreciate you made time for us. What would you recommend? I know your uncle was a big influence on you, and what do you recommend? I get asked this a lot too, but I think it's better coming from you. What do you recommend to parents and young kids that you find out you have an ability that's above and beyond your peers? And you detected that back in, I would think, probably 10, 11, 12 years old. What do you recommend to parents and kids that they detect that they've got that same type of talent?
Sure. You know, if it's really, you know, passionate for you and you really love playing, you know, just go play as much as you can, whether it's travel baseball. I know travel baseball is expensive, but if you can do that, you know, there's a lot of really good programs in Wisconsin, whether it's hitters or GRB, and just go play, man, as much as you can. Get out there, play good competition, and just keep having fun doing it, man. You know, like I said earlier, it's a game, so you're going to be at your best when you're having fun. So just get out there and keep playing. You know, there's a lot of really good players out there, and that can make you better and push you. So that'd be my biggest key of advice.
Yeah, and remind people what it's like to play in the lower levels of the minor leagues and those hotels and bus rides. It's not all glamour, is it?
No, it's definitely a grind. It's a grind for sure. But if you love playing, you know, it's all part of it. And, I guess it's part of it. You know, you got to do it. Everyone's got to go through it.
So I don't even want to read your stat line since you got to AAA, because I know that you guys oftentimes don't know them. So I don't want to remind you of what's going on. So I do follow you. We do track you, and we do, just like Kelenic and some of the other higher picks around the state, man. But we got a lot of people rooting for you just based on the fact that you're from Wisconsin. I know we follow Melvin Gordon really, really close, and there's others as well. But, man, what's the next step for you? What is it? It's got to be the big leagues or bust, right?
Yeah, I think that's been a dream of mine as long as I can remember. So, you know, just got to keep pushing and stay the course and, you know, just be where your feet are, like we said earlier. So take it for what it is, you know.
You follow the Brewers at all? I mean, do you keep an eye on them or no?
Fairly a decent amount. It always pops up on my Twitter feed or Instagram because all my buddies are Brewers fans. So I get my fair share.
Okay, and then so they're going to beat your Cubs out of the division again, right?
I'm rooting for the Brewers now. I'm not a Cubs fan anymore.
Okay. All right, we got that on tape, Gavin, for sure.
I'm rooting for them against the Cubs. There you go.
All right, well, tell your folks I said hello, and we appreciate your time. Gavin, always a pleasure, man. I'll tell Ty you said hello.
Please do, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, you got it. Gavin Lux, Kenosha native. 20th overall pick in 2016 out of Kenosha Indian Trail High School, and well on his way to not only appearing in the big leagues, but it looks like he could star in the big leagues. Man, is he on a roll or what, Joe? Maybe we'll just after the break here remind him of the numbers.
Yeah, well, he's off the air now, so we can actually do the numbers. Do you want him now or after the break?
Yeah, after the break.
Okay.
Yeah, he joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard. They treat you fair for 80-plus years. That's how they've been getting it done. Call them at 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
No, now that he's off the air, if he goes hitless tonight... Nobody remind him that he was on with me today.
No,
none of you should do that.
But isn't that the fear, though? Every time we go out to Miller Park and do interviews, and we're talking with a guy who's been doing well, you're afraid the jinx is going to happen.
It's only happened really once to me, And that was a few years ago with Jacob Barnes. It's like he was on such a roll. I interviewed him, and then I just stayed away from him. The next time I was in there, because he got lit up. I mean, he got lit up for like 2-3 straight outings, and he was rolling.
Yeah.
And then, well, the 2 or 3 times after that that I went down into the clubhouse, it was like, nope, just walk right by him. And just go right by him. Don't even look at him.
So I never drew attention to this, but a couple of years ago when Corey Knebel was just rolling, I interviewed him, and he kind of made it known to me before the interview. He's like, you know, if it's okay, I might have to say no to a couple of your questions. I said, that's fine. I understand. I asked all the questions. He didn't say no to any of them. He answered all of them. Great.
Blew the save.
Yep.
Did he acknowledge it, though, like next time he saw you?
No.
Okay, good. Just leave it at that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we'll check out Gavin Lux's numbers. It's really cool, and not that I'm a big, huge Dodger fan. I'm just a Wisconsin fan. How's that? We root for our own. We'll check those out next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
1-0. Swings and hits another towering fly. You've got to be kidding me. This one towards the Raccoon River. Oh, my goodness. It's a two-run blast by Lux, his second in as many at-bats, his fifth in 4 games. He is laying absolute waste to Iowa pitching, and the Dodgers in front 5-1 in the fourth.
All right, that from the OKC Dodgers radio network, and enough of the love fest on a Dodgers prospect, right?
Of course, he has to be with the Dodgers.
Of course. But he is Wisconsin native, so we wish him well, except against the Brewers, right? Welcome back to the Bill Michaels Show. Tim in for Bill today. This kid, 21 years old, now the game getting younger. Now keep in mind, you and I had this conversation, I believe it was off the air, Joe, about high schoolers, and I think it was a derivative of the Trent Grisham conversation. And you had made the comment, and he's on a roll, Brewers prospect, Trent Grisham, formerly Trent Clark, that he's on a roll, and you said it's about time.
Yes.
But see, even though the game is changing to younger, and we've got the Juan Sotos and the Acunas and these younger kids playing the game of baseball, and that's fine. We also have to keep in mind that there are other players that are drafted out of high school that still take the conventional route, and it does take 4 or 5 years. That doesn't mean they can't be good after the 4 or 5 years, but it's just they take that more conventional route, and maybe that's what Grisham is on. It's tough to balance that when you see guys like Gavin Lux just flying through the system. Kid's 21. Look at the role he's on.
He is on a 16-game hitting streak. I'm going to just read you what he has done at the plate, not specific hits, going through this 16-game hitting streak. So going back to June 23rd.
When called up.
This was actually his last game with the Tulsa Drillers in AA.
Yep.
Okay? So in that game, he was 1-for-1. After that, he gets the call with OKC, 3-for-5, 1-for-2, 4-for-6, 1-for-5, 1-for-3, 4-for-6, 1-for-3, 2-for-4, 2-for-5, 1-for-3, 2-for-4, 1-for-3, and in his last 3 games, 4-for-5, 2-for-4, and yesterday, 5-for-6.
I mean, that's a roll. And it's amazing. I'm pretty proud of that kid.
5 home runs in the last 6 games for Lux.
Now let's bring it home. Brewers fans are saying, hey, man, where's our guy? He's here.
Yes.
His name is Keston Hira, and he's as good or better than that kid right now. Let's keep that in mind.
Yep.
They're a parallel of each other. Keston is the guy already. Hopefully we'll get a time in the next couple of hours to get into some Keston Hira conversation, because you're hearing now more and more. Yelich made some comments over the past few days about Keston Hira. You've heard, obviously, Craig Counsell talk about Keston Hiura. You've heard Brian Snitker, the manager of the Atlanta Braves, give his 2 cents worth on Keston Hiura. We have that kid here already. He ain't going anywhere, folks. He's not. Keston Hiura is Hiura to stay. It's not. Again, my only, I don't know, my only change would be I really wish that it was a, and again, I've said this before, maybe it's just my longtime Brewer fan nerdiness coming out. I really wish him being a second baseman had come out with a story with Jim Gantner giving him the blessing to use 17 and to release that number. Not that Jim Gantner has the end-all, be-all story, but wouldn't that have been, or decision, wouldn't that have been a nice story? And then you have your second baseman, kind of a throwback, kind of a, I don't know. That's just, maybe it's me, but the kid is as good or better than Gavin Lux right now. So we've got our guy. Talk more Brewers baseball as the Bill Michaels Show rolls on. Craig Kishon, Fox Sports, Wisconsin. He will join us next, Wisconsin.
This portion of the Bill Michaels Show brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. Are you ready to go hog wild? Cousin Subs' famous Cubano. It is back along with the new Wisconsin pork and Gouda. You can try the Cubano with ham, Genoa salami, pulled pork, Swiss cheese, and so much more. Or the Wisconsin pork and Gouda, featuring pulled pork, bacon, Wisconsin smoked Gouda cheese, onions, mayo, and Dijon mustard. Oh, so good. Order them online at CousinSubs.com for a limited time only. Delivery is now available in select locations, and that's Cousin Subs, where they believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.